Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we've had quite a rainy summer and a rainy beginning to fall, so if your yard looks anything like mine, you may be wondering how to control some of those weeds, because while our plants and trees and shrubs and flowers love the rain, unfortunately, they sometimes don't love it quite as much as those opportunistic weeds love it. So if you have yard and garden weeds, whether they be in your lawn or in your flower beds, we have some advice for you. Fall is a great time to treat many of the weeds that we see in and around the yard and garden. And that's the topic for our yard and garden update this week from ISU Extension Horticulture Specialists. If you have broadleaf weeds, anything most basically that is not a grass growing in your yard, fall, anywhere from late September to early November, is a great time to apply broadleaf herbicides in Iowa. Now, note we said late September, so it may be a little bit early to be doing some of that right now, but definitely a good time to be scouting and planning so that as the weather starts to cool off, you are ready to go with that, especially if we continue with this rainy pattern. Finding a time and a window to get that done in between the rain showers may be a challenge in and of itself. The reason that fall is the best time to apply herbicides to our broadleaf weeds is that perennial broadleaf weeds in fall transport the food from their foliage back down to the roots in preparation for overwintering in our cool climate. These broadleaf herbicides applied in the fall will be absorbed by the broadleaf weeds' foliage or leaves and transported down to the roots along with the carbohydrates they're storing as food, resulting in the destruction of the weeds all the way down at the root level instead of just destroying the leaves and leaving the roots intact so they can grow back next year. For this reason, spring applications of weed-controlling herbicides are generally less effective because you're not destroying the weed. Effective broadleaf herbicides include 2,4-D, MCPP, dicamba, triclopyr, and others. These would be what you would find on any herbicide you would purchase as listed as the active ingredient. And of course, when we're using herbicides, the best way to do that is to read and follow label directions. In most cases, they should very clearly list on the label which weeds are to be treated or controlled by that product, which ones are not, and also timing as far as application method and application rate, and any reapplication if needed. The most effective herbicides will contain a mixture of two or three of those listed chemicals as the active ingredient, because no single compound controls all broadleaf weeds. So again, look for a good combination and always check the label to see if you have a specific weed that you're wanting to make sure you knock down. Make sure that is listed on the label. The proper way to apply broadleaf herbicides in the lawn, there's two options: in general, liquid or granules. Before applying, again, make sure you're reading and following label instructions. If you choose to apply a liquid formulation, you want to apply just enough to wet the leaf surfaces of the weeds you're trying to control. If only a few areas of your lawn have weed problems, you may want to spot treat these areas rather than spraying the entire lawn for two reasons. Number one, it's a little more cost effective. Putting broadleaf weed applications on areas of your lawn that have no broadleaf weed problems can be certainly more expensive than necessary, and you're wasting a lot of product. Also, liquid formulations do have the potential to drift, so if you can avoid applying anywhere near flower beds or other things you don't want to kill, you will minimize your risk of hitting those non-target areas. To avoid spray problems, don't spray anytime winds exceed 5 miles an hour, and don't spray when temperatures are forecast to be above 85 degrees Fahrenheit within 24 hours after the application. This droplets at 85 degrees or above, many chemicals will volatilize, which means they go back into the air and drift around in some of the hot, muggy weather that we often have following these rainstorms. So even if the day after you are scheduled to spray is supposed to be that hot, the best recommendation if you want to avoid that is to not spray until the forecast calls for a little cooler weather. Also, a good way to control that is make coarse droplets instead of fine sprays by selecting a nozzle that produces bigger drops of the spray and using a low sprayer pressure when applying these liquid herbicides. And of course, keeping your nozzle close to the ground so it doesn't drift very far is another good practice. The other option is granular herbicides. These are often combined with fertilizers in a powdered or pelletized form of some size. These can be applied when the foliage is wet as the best, so it sticks to the leaves. These herbicides are absorbed by the weed's foliage or leaves, not the roots, so you want to make sure that you do apply them to a wet leaf surface so they stick. If they just bounce off the leaf and fall to the ground, they will do little to no good, and no one wants to waste their time and money applying something that will not be doing you any good. To be effective, they have to stick to the leaf surface and be absorbed by the foliage. These products can be applied in the early morning when the foliage is wet with dew for best results, or you can also irrigate prior to application to make sure that you have a wet leaf surface. If you are wanting to make sure you have adequate leaf surface and herbicide absorption, don't mow the lawn for 2 or 3 days prior to treatment. That will allow any leaf surfaces that you may have cut off during the mowing process to grow back. So you have a large leaf surface that you're applying that product to. And then again, after treatment, allow 3 to 4 more days to pass before mowing so you don't mow off the treated leaves before the product has a chance to work its way down to the roots. Also, to prevent the herbicide from being washed off, apply any of these materials when no rain is forecast for at least 24 hours. And if you have lawn sprinklers or are manually irrigating, make sure that the lawn is not watered or irrigated in any way within 24 hours of the application to make sure that that chemical has plenty of time to sit on the leaf surface, be absorbed in, and make it all the way down to the root system. For more information on yard and garden products, make sure you check out the ISU Online Horticulture resources, or you can give us a call for questions on yard and garden and any other upcoming programs, events, or resources from Extension. Give us a call at the Extension office, 243-1132. Stop out and see us at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or find us online anytime, either on our website or on our Facebook page. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.